Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings. And tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you wish to have healings done on the Lightship, just stay tuned, and we'll be going to the Lightship probably in about 5 minutes here. This we do every Saturday night. This is our fourth show of the week, and we have a wonderful time doing different types of healings for people. And on the Lightship, you're there physically, you're walking around, you're taking up out of time. This is the energy that created you. This is pure light energy working with you. This is not anything based on alien, UFO encounters, abductions, etc. So it's a completely different energy that most people may have not necessarily understood or wondered why we call it a Lightship. And that's just what is termed now. If you're a Bible student, then take the word Father out of the Bible and put in Creation Lightship. And then you'd understand what this is. The Lightship comes once every 2,000 years. And every 2,000 years it comes for the ascension process. This is where you would go to for ascension. It's nothing that is external to you. Your spirit has to work with this energy for the ascension process. And the Lightship is here now to help you release the judgment out of your body, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to help you get integrated with who you really are so your spirit can come into your cellular memory for ascension of your body. So ascension actually is two things. It's understood by most people because ascension has been beat down so much and so much false information has been perpetrated by the light of the darkness out there and the practitioners of the light of the darkness that most people are kind of tired of hearing about it, and they think they already know that if they think good thoughts and smile a lot with people and be very friendly, they're going to do the ascension, and that's very far from the truth. So the whole thing is to get your body integrated with divine energy, which is your spirit, and you must release the densities, the cellular memory from it if you choose to have your body do the ascension. Your spirit, on the other hand, is different. Your spirit can leave the earth plane, but it must also be not attached by the darkness or not stolen by the darkness. So that happens to lots of people who get into mass meditations, who get connected to a dark side practitioner who just brings in darkness to you. A simple way to do that is to go to a practitioner and have somebody do a spell or curse on you or have somebody do it on you or you do it to them. And then all of a sudden you're hooked up energetically to this energy. Doesn't matter if you're trying to make abundance in your life, so you pay a practitioner $500 to get abundance, you are still hooked up because the dark side is using you to connect to that person through that practitioner. So that's unfortunate the way it happens, and then part of your spirit and your body is connected to the darkness, and you can have part of your spirit stolen from you, a piece of that. So you must be in full spiritual integrity to do the ascension. So we're going to do some emotional clearing here. And the website talks about the ascension process also, if you're interested, creationlightship.com. So here we go. We're going to take away some of the traumas that you've experienced in the last week. We go back 5 days. Just sit back, relax. So this is how quick the healings are. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So here we go. This is why it's so easy to do as far as your mind comprehending this here. But the heart is what actually does the work, your spirit. But our mind is what we normally use to understand what's going on. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. In fact, I'll just do it the way I did it when Jesus walked the earth here. We'll just do a mental body so that these 5 days are cleared. We'll do a pain body. Those 5 days are cleared. We'll do a trauma body. Those 5 days are cleared. Let's do a sensory body. Those 5 days are cleared. Let's do a, let's see here. Let's work with an energy called grief. So we'll go back 5 days. This is not necessarily a body, not an energetic body, but 5 days cleared. Let's do, I get the word torment. So torment, 5 days cleared. Self-doubt, 5 days cleared. Let's do... I'm getting the words resistance to hearing the truth. So 5 days cleared. and let's get away from self-sabotage. So 5 days ago cleared. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm here, and wow, that's really interesting, those last few that you were doing, Ron, the torment, self-doubt, resistance, and self-sabotage, and who doesn't deal with those energies from time to time, as well as, you know, the grief and so on. So that was great. I'd like to do some more of those kind of things. It's a little different and give people a chance to experience the release of some of those types of negative energies that are so prevalent on Earth right now. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, and I'll keep an eye out on the fast chat to see if we have any requests or questions. Would you like also to invite people to call in, or do you want to wait till after going to the lightship, Ron?
Yeah, we'll just wait a little bit here. So I want you to call in maybe about 20 after the hour. So we're going to first do the mind-to-heart drop. Remember, when you're in time, then you get predictions, then you get prophecies, and then you get darkness. It's all the same stuff because the aliens transmit darkness to you through mind energies. And so this program that we have here talks about how to separate yourself to be in the light versus to be in the darkness. So the darkness is when you're in mind, when you're in time. So if you're in time, you're in the darkness. And it's just very, very simple. When you're in your heart energy, then you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then you are connected to the light. And the light is connected to your spirit. So the light's never outside of yourself. So we're going to drop your awakening consciousness, your thoughts that you have, and move them into your heart center. That way you can be heart-centered and be in peace. Remember, the light will never contact you, okay? The light will never send you information to your head or anything else. You'll not have any type of spiritual awakening by the light because you already have it. It's up to you to understand that you have it, to connect to it. So you're not going to have some being come to you, maybe at the witching hour, we'll say, is normally like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, where you're waking up out of bed. You look up and you see some energy around you. Maybe you see a being and they're trying to spoon feed you information. The light does not do that, only the dark side. So here we go. That's just information for all of you. Some people talk about having these wonderful experiences with visitations, and if you don't ask for them, they should not come into your realm of experience. So here we go. We're going to drop you down from the mind into your heart center. So we'll count from 10 backwards. This you should be doing daily, probably 5 times a day if you can. So here we go. Just sit back, relax. You can just follow me here. You can feel the energy drop down. So you have to command the energy to go down. This is why I count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel a little more heart-centered. Just kind of see how your body is responding. And you should actually sense the peace that's in your heart center. And if you do, that means that you are connected to your heart. So I'll just give you maybe a half a minute here of silence so you can experience that wonderful energy. Remember, it's all inside of you. Nothing's outside of yourself. And just don't try to go into your mind again. Your mind doesn't know about light. And your heart doesn't know about darkness. So you have to have the energies that go into each other. So the darkness would like to come into the light. We do clearings for that. But it doesn't understand it. It just wants to attach to it. If it would understand it fully, then it would come into the light all the time. So here we go. We'll do it again here for the people that needed a little more work done. Some people need to have that channel increase. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So, how does everybody feel right now? Hopefully you're feeling very peaceful, very calm. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. And I feel very peaceful myself. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And actually, when you did the mind-to-heart drop for the second time, and the, for me, I really felt the light ship working to increase or expand that channel. That was really something. So I'm sure everyone's feeling a deepening or maybe an easier time going to their heart center or some kind of improvement there for everyone on being able to get heart centered. So that was fantastic. And like you said, very, very peaceful. It's great. I wanted to talk about some of your new clearings too, but I guess let's go to the ship first and then we can do that.
Sure. So this will only work on the live program here. The reason why it doesn't work on the archives is because of alien abductions that happen minute by minute here. They take you into parallel lifetimes. This is why people have dreams at night, etc. So I don't want you to think you can go to the light ship just by using your consciousness to go there, because you will go to the creation light ship cloned by the light of the darkness. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to be abducted. So here we go. So if you're listening live, you're going to be able to go. If you happen to be on an archive, just feel the energy. And the energy will come through the light beam on your monitor screen. If you want to scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar, you can. And the peace energy will come in through that, and then just know that we'll come back and do healings probably in about 15, 20 minutes. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along with, just think of them in your consciousness. And that also includes maybe house plants, a garden that you might have possibly. Maybe have something outside your house that you'd like to take up. Could be anything, but it cannot be people. And it cannot be anything that's like earth-related. We'll say, some people say, I want to bring up a large lake or the ocean or something. No, that does not work. That's for the ascension process. But if you have like a plant or flower or something around you, that's perfectly fine, or animal or pet. So here we go. You're going to find that you're going to be out of time instantly. In fact, you're already out of time right now. And here we go. I'll count to five as you go to the light ship. You might feel your energy shift completely. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And as normal with the way this works, you're at free choice for healing. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection, which means that whatever condition you have, and it might be some kind of physical problem, the light always sees that as your creation, and it does not want to take that away from you because you created that. So it doesn't judge any of its creations and any creations that you actually manifest. So whatever you have, it's pure divine energy that you have, and you chose to have it. Now, naturally, you want to get rid of it if you don't like it, so now you have to change that divine perfection to something else. And this is what you want to do now, is to, in a sense, complain about your divine perfection, and you want to change it to another one. So here we go. Want to start over again, hit the, back button. So let's go to the first room, which is where the light beam doctors are. You've already had a body scan. Our animals and pets and whatever we brought up have left us. And if you happen to have a pendant on around your neck or a bracelet right now or anything, those are completely neutralized. So if you happen to buy something that costs you a lot of money for some programming, right now it is no longer programmed. this pure love energy into it. So here we go. The light beings now are going to be talking with you in the orientation room. And at that point, right now, you're able to converse with them, probably through mental telepathy. If you're a seer, you're actually going to be able to see these light beings working with you. So let's go into the first room. This is a room where people who have physical body pain can have the pain released from them and have some healing take place. So we're in the pain release room, and I'll count to five. You can feel the energy come in. And this will be an energy that is black in color. Remember, the light ship doesn't discriminate between different colors because they created everything. And this energy is black with silver little speckles. So here we go, like a metallic silver black energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And some people like to actually hold their body if they have any pain. And that's just an indication to you that you have a condition there. And now we're going into another room. And this room is where they're going to bring in oxygen to us. So we're going to bring in number 8, oxygen. And you want to inhale, exhale a few times. You'll notice that it will change your breathing. And you're actually going to be sampling number 8 oxygen from the light ship. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they're giving us some silver water for our mouth. We're actually having it placed inside of our mouth now. It's about a half a teaspoon. It's a real thick gel. If you feel your saliva changing, that's the reason. This is to help you with gum infection, maybe tooth decay, anything like that. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. So this is what's happening right now with you. This is all healings that are geared toward ascension. The light ship only comes once every 2,000 years, and it came here in 2005. Before that time, it left. When Jesus walked the earth, it was here when he walked the earth. When Jesus no longer was here, the light ship left. So it was gone for probably about 1,950 years. And now it's back again. And the healings that was performed hypothetically by Jesus in that 1,950-year time period was not Jesus doing it. It was the light of the darkness posing as Jesus through the churches. So let's go to another energy. Let's go into the room where they have the beautiful golden waterfall. This is going to crush your auric field. You're going to feel gold energy all around your body. We'll bring it down to us here. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And next, let's go into the centrifuge room. This we did today on our 4-hour conference call. We go into this room quite often on our Mondays and Friday calls. The centrifuge room is where we can release negative addictions, habit patterns, etc. Maybe even things that are wrong with our body, thought forms. So with this energy, we bring in an energy which we call the lack energy. The lack energy finds the discord in us and helps to release it. If you haven't had this energy before, it may feel very, very, very heavy to you, but then it'll get lighter during the process. So know that it's just taking away stuff, working with your spirit to get rid of negative patterns. Really, the negative patterns are anything separated from the light. So basically, it's taking away judgment from you. Remember, the light doesn't judge. So here we go. Here comes the lack energy. So stronger coming into you, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We get another oxygen here, number 12. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this show goes by very quickly, and just breathe that nice oxygen. A lot of people's minds try to get a hold of what I'm talking about, what I'm doing, trying to figure it out, and your mind has no clue. Remember, the mind's from the darkness. Your heart knows, but your mind will never be able to figure it out. This is why things happen so quickly, because because the light works in its own particular reference of the light frequency energies, does not work in time. So when you use the mind energy, which works in time, to try to figure out the divine energy that works in the now, it does not have a clue. So just sit back and relax. You just have to show up, and these energies work for you automatically. Next, we're going to go into the room where they have golden whales. And this is a lot of people's favorite room, too. We're going to be swimming with the whales. So here they come. I'll count to five as they come in. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you wish to touch them, which you're doing now on the light ship, remember, you're on the light ship physically. This is not a meditation. If you're meditating and you're out of your body, you're losing the ability to have healings done to you. You have to be in your body with your spirit. The spirit must connect to you to run the energetic transfer of energy to you. So if you were meditating, pinch yourself, get back in your body, because if you were, you lost out on the previous part of the show. So here we go. Let's bring in the golden whales again. So get a little bit stronger here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll bring in another oxygen, number 75. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll go into one of the quarantine rooms. This is outside the light ship. We're doing this segment tomorrow for 8 hours, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, 8-hour conference call. And we take away extraterrestrial energies, critters, life forms, races that are attached to you energetically that are causing your body to die. And we're going to take away one of these here in quarantine, and we'll take away the maggots that are inside of our head. And then we'll take away the jellyfish. Remember, there's a crop circle maybe about 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago out on the internet. It said a jellyfish. It showed the chakras with the tentacles around it, basically. So who are these beings telling you that you're hooked up to jellyfish energy and the crop circles? Either they're perpetrating this or they're trying to give you a clue of what's going on. So here we go. Let's take away these maggot energies from your head. If your head is itching or has itched in the past throughout your life, this is what's in there, extraterrestrial life forms. So here we go. Taking them away, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's do the jellyfish energy. This sits on the top of your head also. The tentacles go down, attach to each cell of your body. This is how the darkness working through your sludge bodies actually connect to your physical body. This is why you have dreams and why the dreams change at night, because you're running typically parallel lifetimes, and these lifetimes are from the darkness. Remember, in the light, you only have one life now, and there's no such thing as reincarnation on the same planet. Here we're stuck in a forced reincarnation. This is a dark side planet. It used to be light, but the dark side took it over. Just look how the world condition is today. So here we go. We release some of the jellyfish tentacles from you. Working on your left side as they're being released here. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, right side now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And front side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little better now. May have a higher consciousness, might be able to think a little better. So maybe some of your aches and pains have left you. And let's work with the bottom of your feet. The way people know that they're under attack by the aliens at night is normally before they go to bed, or even after they're sleeping, they feel pinpricks in their feet. These are actually needles being put into your feet by the aliens to connect to your meridians to basically try to kill you. And they bring in implants into you. Remember, you're out of time. They take the time energy and slashed it up you know, many, many times, and you can be in strange universes without even knowing that you're there because you're living a time-based reality. So we'll take the pins out of the bottom of your feet right now. This can only be done momentarily. You could have millions of them, but we'll get out a few of them for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that may give you some relief here. I want to wiggle your toes a little bit. On the website, creationlightship.com, you can go into the alien attack removals. Many, many things are there, $30 for the month, and free yourself from these energies that are controlling you. So we'll do one more session on the light shift. Let's go into another room. This is the room where you're going to see a beautiful, large rock. And in a sense, the rock is a piece of amethyst. So it's an amethyst crystal. We can lay on it and get some nice energy. So it'll conform to your body. And you're on it right now. I'll bring in the amethyst energy for you. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just enjoy this here. And I'm going to be coming back from the light ship here in about a half a minute. If you wish to call in and ask questions, you can. And we're getting ready to come back now. So we're coming back. I'll count to five. As the light ship disconnects the energy from you, from your spirit, from your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're back here right now. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that was wonderful. I hope everyone enjoyed that. Loved that beautiful amethyst that conformed to your body as you laid on it. That was really, really great, Ron. Thank you so much. So you mentioned that you'd like to have people call in, so I'll give the phone number to call for anyone who'd like to call. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And that's toll-free in U.S. and Canada, and we welcome your calls. So if you'd like to call in, please do. And let's see, Ron, I wanted to talk about one of the particular new clearings that you have on your website, because I think it also relates to some of those clearings that you were doing at the beginning of the hour, like with the different things that people experience, like self-doubt, self-sabotage, and how we can clear that. And you've got that amazing new self-empowerment clearing that people can do right easily from your website. And I'm not sure if everybody knows about that yet, so I'd really like to go over that and how that works, if we could, because it's just really amazing and really affordable for people and so incredible as far as all the different things. It's kind of like having 30 clearings in one just on that one page.
Yep, that's true. So, yeah, it's $50 for the month. You can go on it whenever you choose to. I recommend just starting with the first one. And there's three different clearings, I believe, per topic or heading, we'll call it. And you want to clear those out of you. So this is designed for people who kind of are stuck, which a lot of us probably would be and are. Okay, so, you know, if you're not stuck, you may not need it, but it might be good to have. You may not want it, but it might be good to have because you may actually need it. Let's put it that way. So what you want to do is just go on to creationlightship.com. On the left side, you can see a self-empowerment clearing there. And it's a wonderful clearing to have. It'll take you some time to do it, naturally. But run down each one of those, and it will take away the negativity of different issues. Do you have it up in front of you, Sylvie? Maybe you can read off a couple of the issues, or maybe a dozen of them. There's quite a few on there. Then you can also input your own. But what it's designed for, like I said, is to get yourself empowered. This is the whole process. Remember, when you have an issue, your spirit is not coming there. So it's like having an energy blockage, and the blockage is negativity, and your spirit is supposed to be where that blockage is. So this is the way you move forward to get more spiritual energy into your life at a higher consciousness. So it's needed, and some people will say they have a rough time maybe with their life, hard time maybe meeting people, seeing people, making connections, and this is the way that you can help yourself to move more into the present now, because your past is holding you back. Remember, you're living your past. You're living your ancestors' beliefs, and those come up in this lifetime. And a lot of those beliefs could be mind-controlled energies, implants from the aliens that was brought to you in your DNA, or by the people's abductions that they've had. You know, maybe your parents have been abducted more than you have, etc. Everybody on this planet normally gets abducted at least twice a year. Ones that have been abducted, in fact, if anybody out there knows that they are a contactee and you're having a problem with it, then definitely go on the alien attack removal site. And if you want to call in, if you have had negative experiences, maybe I can help you with that right on the air here. So if you feel brave and you want to call in, do so. The phone number is 888-815, that's 815-9756, 888-815-9756. So, I'm going to rattle off some of those names there, Sylvia, if you got the page up in front of you.
Yeah, I have it up. So let's go through this list. This is a really interesting list. So these are this is from the drop-down menu of the Self-Empowerment Healing online, all the different negative and disempowering types of energies that you can clear from you just on this one clearing. So I'll just start going down the list. The first one is feeling stuck or paralyzed. Second one is unworthy. Third one is being victimized. Fourth one is depressed. The next one is abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections. That's a very interesting one. You want to comment on that one?
Yeah, what happens is sometimes I'll talk about this. Let's see. What happens is the dark side puts implants into people. So let's say that you go to apply for a job, and the implant that's inside of the person that you're talking to, the interviewer will say, which may be your boss, future boss, has a given implant in them. And when you walk in the door, you don't have that implant, but he listens to you and tells you how great you are and everything else. And he says, yeah, I'm going to probably hire you next week, you know, wait for my call. I'll call you in 2 days. So you're now waiting by the phone. It's maybe Friday when you talk to him. Monday comes along. Tuesday comes along. And maybe by Thursday you're wondering what happened, because he's supposed to be calling me probably Monday or Tuesday. So you call the gentleman up or the lady and you say, you know, how's the interview doing? Because I thought I passed it. They go, oh, no. We had somebody else come in just after you. And it was, you know, say Tom Jones. Well, you happen to know Tom Jones, okay? And Tom Jones is probably about half as qualified as you are for the job. And you go, wow, this guy doesn't know anything compared to me. And I really, you know, excelled or could excel in that job. And Tom Jones maybe is just, you know, half qualified. And maybe Tom Jones got fired from the job that you were in also, but this person hired that person. You go, wow, how could that happen? Well, Tom Jones had an implant in him from the dark side. And the two implants matched, right? They did a handshake, we'll say, energetically. The boss got alerted and was, in a sense, told on some level of his consciousness, mind control, okay, that you don't know anything about. But the mind control energy told that person to hire this person. And so you're wondering what's going on. So this clearing can help to clear away things from you to help move forward in your life. So if you have an implant in you that the dark side put into you, these aliens, that are preventing you from moving forward in your life, this can be taken away from you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so next on the list is feeling stressed, which I think most people can relate to, and then overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointment, feeling put upon, feeling pushed, unloved, family rejection. That's a pretty big one. It seems like people go through, especially a lot of times during the holidays, there's a lot of family stuff that tends to kind of happen, buttons get pushed and that kind of thing. So you want to mention anything about that before I continue, Ron?
Yeah, everybody has their buttons pushed. I don't know, there's just so much that goes on. Do you want to be a little more general in that, Sylvia?
Well, like, for example, with family rejection on the list, how, you know, that tends to happen for people where they feel maybe rejected or abandoned by their family members or not good enough or something like that. Would that all be part of the feelings that you would clear in this particular clearing?
Yes, that is correct. And all these clearings kind of overlap each other sometimes. What I tell people to do is to take the list and start from the first one and go down, because your mind, remember, which is controlled by the darkness, may tell you that you don't need this particular clearing. This topic heading is not what your issue is at all. And it might be the one that you need the most. So as you go down the list and you connect with each one of those, you may find that they're overlapping. And what you thought you didn't have, maybe you really have it. And you can actually feel the energy leave you. So this is kind of the way to use the page itself. But everything on there, to me, is interrelated. And it's all judgment energy. It just depends how deep it is. Is it on the surface of you, or is it underlying? Is it, you know, an implant that's controlling you that you know nothing about, but it's in there working its way up to the surface? So everything on that is also dealing with relationships. And it's either a relationship with yourself or with other people. So it's just really hard for me to talk about any one particular clearing, because they're all so beneficial. And I'm sure people who have tried this are kind of amazed sometimes at which one really reacted to them as they felt the energy leave. Remember, you don't go through trauma typically when these energies leave you. You're going to feel freed up after they leave. The light ship does not deal with traumas. It just takes away the energy. Your experience, whatever you had from that, is going to be with you, because that's the experience. But the actual trauma and the situations are released. So this clearing takes a lot into account to get yourself empowered. So back to you, Sylvia.
So in other words, let's just give a concrete example of that. So what you were talking about, let's say someone, for example, has been through a, you know, let's just say maybe a difficult breakup, divorce, for example. Everybody can probably relate to some kind of relationship breakup of some kind in the past. So in other words, the light ship, when they're doing the clearings, just instantaneously removes all of the emotional pain and suffering and I guess you would say all those feelings, the negative emotions connected with that experience. They don't take away the experience out of your memory. In other words, you can consciously remember that was something, you know, that you experienced, but you no longer suffer from it. It's not sitting there like a little time bomb waiting to go off to cause you to re-experience that pain, or to cause you to maybe continue to get into that type of situation in the future in order to sort of try to heal that pain. It's just that is gone.
Yes, you will never be able to heal anything inside of yourself that's in genetics, genetic format, because you don't have nobody here has that consciousness high enough to do that. And so this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. So the self-empowerment clearing is designed for most people who've already had the emotional clearing, which is probably most of your stuff in this lifetime. It'll still work if you haven't had that naturally. But I put it forth because there are people that are just really, really stuck. And they don't know what else to do. But they can't afford, you know, to go into it for a month if they're dedicated to their life and, you know, take a month of time to do this. And you can do it more than one time, you know, if you choose to. It might go a little deeper for you. For what I find, just by doing it one time, it's got rid of most of your stuff that you're dealing with right now for self-empowerment. You may have other emotional things happening to you in which you'd have to do a whole life clearing. So the self-empowerment is not a whole life clearing. It's just to work right now with a given issue that you're having, okay? So, like, if you need to find a job, there should be enough drop-down boxes there as far as information there to get you into the mode to be self-empowered enough to look for a job, okay? It's not going to necessarily solve your whole life problem of living here, but it is going to give you enough self-empowerment to be unstuck and to move forward. That's what it's designed for. So it's for a specific condition that you're having. And most people talk to me, they say, Ron, I just need to get a job, or I don't like my situation. Can you help me with this here? I need to move out of where I am or something, maybe move out of their house. So all these clearings are designed to self-empower you to get unstuck. And from there, you can move on with your life. This is what it's designed to do. It doesn't take the place of the other online healings that's presented by the Lightship. It's just a way for you to spend 1 month of time, typically with what you want to do, and work on yourself to get yourself self-empowered so you can have a better life for yourself right now.
Well, that's amazing. And let me just quickly go through the rest on this list. So next we have emotionally drained, fear of failure, anger, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, pressured, not focused, self-doubt, and then the last one is other issues, which means basically that you type into a box whatever the issue is that if it wasn't covered in those previous 28 ones that I read off. So basically it's unlimited because any other issue that you may that come to your mind that needs to, you know, be worked on, you can just type it in. And then what's really interesting here, Ron, is that on any one of those, let's just say, for example, you decide to you pick one and you decide to pick the one of fear of failure. So then on the next drop-down box, you have a choice of a whole bunch of different things that could be causing that situation of fear of failure. So you can select any number of ones. I guess one at a time you would clear. So let's say your fear of failure was caused by your negative thoughts, or it was caused by other people's negative thoughts directed, you know, that they gave you, mind programs, alien mind control, some type of spell or curse or hex that was put on you, some type of organization that, you know, maybe made you feel that way, or something else, or you can also select unknown, like you don't know what's causing you to feel that way, you just want it cleared. So that gives you a way of kind of going at that particular issue from all different angles, which is just great. And then, Ron, there's also the spirit-to-body integration. So basically then, as far as I understand it, you do, let's say you picked, you know, that issue of fear of failure, and then you chose what you felt was causing that, and then you did the session for, you know, maybe 60 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever you felt till it was cleared, then you would choose the spirit-to-body integration after that?
Yes, that is correct.
And can you talk a little bit about the purpose of that?
Yeah, the spirit needs to be integrated with the body. So what happens is you'll notice that I don't have anything as far as, I do have a couple of mind clearings, but the mind is the darkness. So you want to, you know, stay away from that type of energy, because what you're doing is releasing the mind energy from you to become into spirit. So you want to integrate your spirit into your body. You don't want to integrate your spirit into your mind, because the mind's the darkness. It's already there. So you don't want to cause your spirit any harm with going into the dark side, light of the darkness with the mind that you have. I mean, with the spirit that you have, thinking that it's finding the light, finding divine energy in darkness. So we don't normally do that. That's why I kind of laugh when I see some of the expos where they call it body, mind, or spirit. So you got body, which is light. You have mind, which is darkness. And your spirit, that is light. So they just don't know that yet. They think it's all an integration of all the same thing. And that's because the New Age movement here, you know, which is called the New Thought Movement, is, you know, working with the mind energy. One of the churches, you know, is religious science, which is science of mind, not science of heart. And they do spiritual mind treatment. So the mind is the darkness. So they're creating an energy with your energy of your mind, thinking that it's light energy. And somehow they just don't understand it. And it's just very unfortunate that the New Age movement that started in the 1900s came around before ascension. And that's because they wanted to take people away from the ascension process. So once you get into your heart, you know the difference. This is the whole thing. This is the teachings of Jesus and the teaching of the light ship, which Jesus came from, which is to be in your heart and not to be hooked up to mind, because mind is the darkness energy. So as you understand that more and realize that the light only works in the now, then you start to really fully understand why this program is on BBS Radio, and it's here to help you get integrated with your spirit. That's all that we're here to do, is to help you, to tell you that your divinity is within yourself. And this self-empowerment clearing is a wonderful way to get yourself connected more to your spirit, because remember, all these energies that you're releasing from you is the darkness. And it's preventing you from becoming integrated with your spirit, which has your answers. So everything is inside of yourself. So that's kind of what that one's about. We have another one, which is an auric field protection. This you can also enter in somebody's name who's given you psychic whammies. Again, this is mind energy. When somebody does a prayer circle for you, good grief, I hope they don't. A lot of people, they call me up, they go, gee, Ron, I don't know what to do. My relatives are praying for me. You know, and I go, oh, man, you know, they're just giving you all kinds of psychic attack energies because they are doing this against your free will. And once they connect with you, they're sending you energy. So put their name in, you know, on that. There's a place to put somebody's name. And, or, you know, maybe it could even be a church, you know, whatever that would be. I'll just say a name, Church of the Living God or something, you know, Church of the God Aliens or whatever it is, you know. And put that in there, and the light ship will help you to protect you from these energies coming to you. It'll send light to that person, to the organization, and it may change their consciousness. And it will also help you get your auric field a little stronger to ward off the alien attack energies of mind. Remember, the aliens gave you the mind energy. They gave you the darkness, so you can get out of that. But it's up to you to choose. You have to figure out what the difference is, you know, that there's light and there's darkness. And the darkness is in your head, and the light's in your heart. And this is what this program is about, teaching you to go to your heart center. And that's basically all that we do here. And all the shows that we've had, we probably have over 500 archives on BBS Radio, and they're all there to help you integrate yourself more into your spirit. All the things of all the shows are the same exact thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Great. So I was wondering if we could do a little clearing to bring everyone into the present moment from both the future and the past for those who are kind of stuck maybe a little more in the past, or for those who are projected, you know, they've projected themselves out into the future, so they're not really fully in the present.
That's good. Okay, here we go. So a person who lives in the past is living there either from a lot of traumas and they can't get out of it. They look upon their life and it's like it's went to hell in a handbasket, we'll say. And they just see their life and it's awful. Or it's the type of person who, let's just say you were a stockbroker, you know, and you had lots of money and the market crashed and now you wish you were back in the past to have that money. So that's that type of person, okay? And there's other many examples, but those are the two that would probably stand out the most here. So I'm going to take this part of you. Remember, you can be in both places at once, even all three. So here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll bring people from the past where their mind energy is holding them in the past of all that negativity. And I'll count to 10 as we go into the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now I'll get the people who are living in the future. And naturally, this is the person who maybe, we'll just say, is a stockbroker again. And we'll just say they can't wait for Monday to go in and win lots of money in the stock market, or maybe they're a gambler or something. Or it's a person who is hoping that their next relationship is going to be better than the last one, and they have a date maybe on Tuesday. So this type of an example for you. So here we go, bringing you back into this present moment. This is where all your energy is in the now, not spread out. Remember, the darkness lives in the past and in the future. You don't want to be in the darkness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're centered in the present moment. And that's where you want to be. I'll do another clearing here. I'm going to be putting this on the website at some point here. I don't know how soon, but we'll find out here within a week here. This is a healing for even and odd harmonics. This is going to be very interesting. I think I'll probably connect it up, have a special page for it where you can clear like the body organs like we have for the rejuvenation of the body. So what happens is the dark side creates odd harmonics. Remember the harmonic convergence, right, in 87. Well, what was that? Was it even harmonics or odd harmonics? Anybody have a clue? Well, I'll bet you that you brought in odd harmonics here. Remember, the light is all even energies. It's all very balanced, and it flows, okay? New Age metaphysics talks about being in the divine flow. That means that everything's harmonious, okay? So that would be correct, okay? Although the flow is only in the now, so there's really nothing that you can do except to be in the now, then you're in divine flow. It doesn't exist outside of any reality but that. But odd harmonics, if you don't know what that is, in the old days when people were looking at buying stereo equipment, if you were a stereo buff back then, you looked at the wattage of an amplifier, we'll say. You know, and today's stuff is meaningless because, you know, nobody looks at that. But the old days, people are really into it in the 70s, okay? So you look at the wattage per channel, we'll say, and the distortion factor. And the distortion is what the odd harmonics are. So the higher the distortion, the more there are odd harmonics. So that might mean something to you. Another way of looking at odd harmonics is when you see a guitar player tuning a guitar, they tune it for even harmonics. And just think of a piano player if the key is off, okay? And they're playing a piano and the key doesn't sound right, makes your hair kind of stand up on end, you don't want to hear it, you walk out of the room. That's because they're putting out odd harmonics. Okay, it's not resonating with everything else. Another way to see odd harmonics or listen to them is to have a piece of chalk or your fingernails go across a blackboard. That's odd harmonics. Okay, so now you may have a clue what I'm talking about. Okay, so we're going to be doing a clearing for even and odd harmonics. So I'm going to just take, I'm playing this one by ear here. Let's just take a situation, I guess, in your life. Let's take something that you dealt with in the last few days, and our time's coming to a close very quickly here. Just think of something. I'm going to release the odd harmonics out of it. This is the discordance that the dark side gave you. So this, you might be able to feel something happening to you. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 as it gets released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you have to think of something naturally, because the light has to focus on something for you to release. I'll do it over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to put an even harmonics there. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So right away with even harmonics, your body's going to feel very nice. It'll operate very smoothly. The art harmonics might be used to cause dis-ease in the body, illnesses, etc. So back to you, Sylvia. We probably could probably talk for about a minute more here, and then we have to leave.
Oh, that's great. Good clearing. I can't believe how quickly this has gone tonight. So, I'll just basically mention briefly the 8-hour healing intensive that's happening tomorrow. Is there still an opportunity, Ron, if there's someone that wants to get on that to do so?
Yeah, just send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. I'll get it tomorrow. And maybe give me a phone number, and I will call you. That's creationlightship@yahoo.com.
So the healing intensive starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow Pacific time?
Yep, 10 a.m. Pacific. And that equates to 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's an 8-hour conference call. You want to get a speakerphone, and you can move around. You can also become absentee. So if you don't, you want to get on it, but you can't because of what you have to do during the day, you can become on it absentee. It works the same. So I guess we'll just sign off here. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Okay, everyone, blessings, and enjoy the divine energy. And we'll see you on VBS the next time, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Good night.
Good night, and we'll have peace energy through the light beam for the next half an hour. Bye, everybody.